Purple Pride Radio, a podcast for kids by kids. Here at White Lake Elementary in White Lake, South Dakota, fourth graders study human body systems and science, and we've put together a podcast for you to share some information about the body systems, their functions, and their main organs. I'm Nicole, and I'll be your host as we share our podcast with you. All systems go. The human body is the most fascinating and fantastic machine in existence. No one understands all of its many mysteries. The human body is like a complex organization that has an important job to get done on a tight deadline. In order to get everything done perfectly and on time, it has to use a system. Actually, the human body uses many systems that work side by side. Some of the body's systems are directly connected to the heart, while others are not. Of course, the heart is like the president of the organization. Even if it is not directly involved in the system, it still plays a part. Obviously, if the heart isn't working, nothing else is working either. The heart actively participates in the circulatory system, while it just keeps an eye on the respiratory and excretory systems. Human beings are the most complex organisms on this planet. Imagine billions of microscopic parts, each with its own identity, working together in an organized manner for the benefit of the total being. The human body is a single structure, but it is made up of billions of smaller structures of four major kinds. Here's Whitney, who will explain them in the next segment, Vocabulary Theater. Take it away, Whitney.
Thank you, Nicole. I have four words to share with you. The first word is cell. Cells are the simplest unit of living matter that can maintain life and reproduce themselves. The human body, which is made up of numerous cells, begins as a single newly fertilized cell. I will use it in a sentence. Your body is made of many cells that work together. Cell. The next word is tissue. Tissues are somewhat more complicated than cells. By definition, a tissue is an organization of many similar cells. I will use it in a sentence. Tissues are made of many cells of the same type. Tissue. The next word is organ. Organs are more complicated than tissues. An organ is an organization of several different kinds of tissues that perform a special function. I will use it in a sentence. Your heart is the main organ in your circulatory system. Organ. The last word is system. Systems are the most complicated unit in the human body. A system is an organization of organs that work together to perform functions for the body. I will use it in a sentence. The lung is the main organ in your respiratory system. System. I am Whitney, and this has been Vocabulary Theater.
Thanks, Whitney. Now we will listen to Sarah's segment on the nervous system.
Thanks, Nicole. The nervous system is the body's master control system. The nervous system is made up of nerve cells, spinal cord, and brain. The main organ is the brain. How do you remember the way to your friend's house? Why do your eyes blink without ever thinking about it? Where do dreams come from? Your brain is in charge of all of these things and a lot more. In fact, your brain is the boss of your body. It runs the show and controls just about everything you do, even when you're asleep. Not bad for something that looks like a big, wrinkly, gray sponge. So the brain is the boss, but it can't do it alone. It needs some nerves, actually a lot of them. And it needs a spinal cord, which is a long bundle of nerves inside your spinal column, the vertebrae that protects it. It is the spinal cord and nerves, known as the nervous system, that lets messages flow back and forth between the brain and the body. If a spiky cactus falls off the shelf headed right for your best friend, your nerves and brain communicate so that you jump up and yell for your friend to get out of the way. If you're really good, maybe you'll be able to catch the plant before it hits your friend. That's it for me. I'm Sarah, and this has been the Nervous System.
Thanks, Sarah. Great information. Lance is here next to tell us about the circulatory system in his segment, The Circle of Blood.
The circulatory system's job is to bring food, water, and oxygen to cells. It's responsible for moving blood through the body. There are three main parts in the system. The heart is your body's main organ. The blood is your body's liquid tissue. The blood vessels are tubes that blood flows through. The heart pumps blood through the blood vessels. On average, your body has about 5 liters of blood continually traveling through it. The heart, the lungs, and the blood vessels work together to form the circle part of the circulatory system. The pumping of the heart forces the blood on its journey. Your heart is really a muscle. It's located a little to the left of the middle of your chest, and it's about the size of your fist. There are lots of muscles all over your body, in your arms, in your legs, and in your back. But the heart muscle is special because of what it does. The heart sends blood around your body. The blood provides your body with the oxygen and nutrients it needs. It also carries away waste. Your heart is sort of like a pump or two pumps in one. The right side of your heart receives blood from the body and pumps it to the lungs. The left side of the heart does the exact opposite. It receives blood from the lungs and pumps it out to the body. That's it for me. Back to you, Nicole.
Thank you, Lance. Did you know that the heart beats around 3 billion times in the average person's life? Here are some more interesting facts about the circulatory system. Within a tiny droplet of blood, there are 5 million red blood cells. It takes about 20 seconds for a red blood cell to circle the whole body. What's next in our podcast? Here's Emily with a segment on the respiratory system called The Power of Your Lungs.
Thanks, Nicole. I'm going to tell you about the respiratory system. The main organ in the respiratory system is the lungs. The primary function of the respiratory system is to supply the blood with oxygen in order for the blood to deliver oxygen to all the parts of the body. The respiratory system does this through breathing. When we breathe, we inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. This exchange of gases is the respiratory system's means of getting oxygen to the blood. Breathing air is necessary for keeping humans alive. Your lungs make up one of the largest organs in your body, and they work with your respiratory system to allow you to take in fresh air, get rid of stale air, and even talk. Let's take a tour of the lungs. Your lungs are on your chest, and they are so large that they take up most of the space in there. You have 2 lungs, but they aren't the same size, the way your eyes and your nostrils are. Instead, the lung on the left side of your body is a bit smaller than the lung on the right. This extra space on the left leaves room. Your lungs are protected by your rib cage, which is made up of 12 sets of ribs. These ribs are connected to your spine and your back and go around your lungs to keep them safe. Beneath the lungs is the diaphragm, a dome-shaped muscle that works with your lungs to allow you to inhale or breathe in and exhale or breathe out air. You can't see your lungs, but it is easy to feel them in action. Put your hands on your chest and breathe in very deeply. You will feel your chest getting slightly bigger. Now breathe out the air and feel your chest return to its regular size. You've just felt the power of your lungs. That's it for me. I'm Emily, and this has been The Power of the Lungs.
Thanks, Emily. Interesting information. Your lungs are amazing. They allow you to breathe, talk to your friend, shout at a game, sing, laugh, cry, and more. And speaking of a game, your lungs even work with your brain to help you inhale and exhale a larger amount of air at a more rapid rate when you're running a mile, all without you even thinking about it once. Keeping your lungs looking and feeling healthy is a smart idea, and the best way to keep your lungs pink and healthy is not to smoke. Smoking isn't good for any part of your body, and your lungs especially hate it. Next up, we have Anna with a segment on the digestive system.
Thank you, Nicole. I will be talking about the digestive system. I will start with the mouth, which is how the food enters your body. In the mouth, there are the tongue, teeth, and saliva. This is where your food is chewed and mixed with saliva to start the digestive process. Next is the esophagus. It is like a pipe that takes food down into your stomach when you swallow. After that is a stomach. It's a stretchy sac shaped like the letter J. It has 3 important jobs: to store the food you've eaten, to break down the food into a liquid mixture, and to slowly empty that liquidy mixture into the small intestines. The stomach is a mixer. churning and mashing together all the small balls of food that came down the esophagus into smaller and smaller pieces. It does this with help from the strong muscles in the walls of the stomach and gastric juices that also come from the stomach's walls. Gastric juices also help kill bacteria that might be in the eaten food. Next is the small intestines, where food is broken down into molecules tiny enough for the blood cells to use. Did you know that the small intestines are about 22 feet long? From here, food molecules are taken into the blood vessels. Once the food is in the blood, it can travel all over the body. When you eat, your body digests the food so your cells can use it to make energy. And that's the digestive process. I'm Anna, and this has been the digestive system.
Thanks, Anna. Before we continue on with the rest of our body systems, Seth is up with a segment called Did You Know?
Thank you, Nicole. Did you know when you sneeze, all body functions stop, even your heart? Did you know your brain is 80% water? Did you know a human has 60,000 miles of blood vessels in their body? Did you know the lining of your digestive system is shed every 3 days? Did you know more than half the bones in your body are found in your hands and feet? Did you know everyone is colorblind at birth? Did you know 1.7 liters of saliva is produced each day? Did you know about 8 million blood cells die in the human body every second, and the same number are born each second? I'm Seth, and this has been Terrific Trivia.
Very interesting trivia, Seth. Now we will continue on with our body systems. Zach is up next with a segment on the skeletal system.
Thank you, Nicole. The skeleton is the framework of the body. It supports, moves, and protects, allowing us to walk, run, jump, and swim. Bones have two purposes. Some, like your backbone, provide the structure which allows you to stand upright instead of lying like a pillow on the floor. Other bones protect the delicate and sometimes soft insides your body. Your skull acts like a hard protective helmet for your brain. The bones or vertebrae of your spinal column surround your spinal cord, a complex bundle of nerves. Imagine what could happen to your heart and lungs without the protective armor of your ribcage. You also need joints, which provide flexible connections between these bones. Your body has different kinds of joints. Some, such as those in your knees, work like door hinges, letting you move back and forth. Those in your neck allow bones to pivot so you can turn your head. Still, other joints, like the shoulder, enable you to move your arms 360 degrees like a shower head. I'm Zach. Now back to your host.
Thank you, Zach. That was excellent information. Next up, we have Devin with a segment on the muscular system.
Thanks, Nicole. Did you know you have more than 600 muscles in your body? They help you do almost everything, from pumping blood throughout your body to lifting your heavy backpack. You control some of your muscles, like your heart, do their jobs without you thinking about them at all. Muscles are all made of the same material, a type of elastic tissue, sort of like the material in a rubber band. Muscles help your body move. They produce movement by shortening and pulling on bones. Muscles work in a very simple way. All they do is tighten up. That is, contract and relax. You have two sets of muscles attached to many of your bones, which allow them to move. Muscles can only pull, they never push. I'm Devin, and now back to our host.
Great information, Devin. Up next, we have Courtney with a segment on the excretory system.
Thanks, Nicole. The excretory system's job is to remove waste from the body. If you knew there was poisons hidden in your house, you would surely do everything possible to find and remove that poisons. If you didn't, you and your family would slowly die. How would you find it? How would you remove it? You would probably figure out a system of searching and removing. That would be an X-ray system. Your body does the same thing every day, hidden throughout your body are poisons that must be removed in order for it to survive. The process of excretion involves finding and removing waste products made by the body. The primary organs of the X-ray system are the lungs, kidneys, and skin. Waste gases are carried by the blood traveling through the veins to the lungs where we breathe them out. Dead cells and sweat are removed from the body through the skin. Liquid waste is removed from the body through the kidneys. Thanks for listening. I'm Courtney, and this has been the X-ray system.
Thank you, Courtney. In our last segment, Devin will tell you about some of the wonderful websites that we used when researching the body systems. What wonderful websites do you have to share with us, Devin?
Thanks, Nicole. When creating the segments for this podcast, we used our textbook, as well as many wonderful websites. I will tell you about some of them. The first website I want to share is the Macmillan McGraw-Hill Science website. It goes along with our science books. It provides a summary of each of the body systems that we studied in class. The next website, Kid Info, contains many links to different websites about the body systems, as well as other information about the body. The third website, Kids Biology, has great illustrations for the different body systems, as well as easy-to-understand information explaining their functions. The last website, Kids Learn, is another great resource on the digestive system. It has many links to fun activities, lesson plans for teachers, and information on the digestive system. You can find links to all of these websites on our webpage. That's it for me. I'm Devin, and this has been Wonderful Websites.
Thank you, Devin. You have just learned about the body systems, their organs, and functions. It is time for our 7th Purple Pride podcast to end. We hope you have learned some new and interesting information about the body systems. Thank you for listening to our All Systems Go podcast on Purple Pride Radio.